Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday Halloween 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Hennepin Avenue has reopened in Uptown. Local restaurants are opening their doors to those struggling amid the government shutdown. And some tips about how to keep your pets safe this Halloween. But first, a deadly gunfight leaves two men dead in St. Paul's North End. St. Paul police are investigating a double homicide after two men who reportedly exchanged gunfire died from their wounds early this morning on Front Avenue. Officers located the first victim, suffering multiple gunshot wounds at the scene at approximately 4:20 a.m., while the second victim arrived at a nearby fire station and was later pronounced deceased at the hospital. Public Information Officer Nikki Muehlhausen.
We're trying to determine exactly their relationship, but what we do know from witnesses so far is that these two men knew each other in some way, shape, or form.
This incident marks the city's 10th and 11th homicides of the year. If the government shutdown extends into tomorrow, funding for SNAP benefits that have already been appropriated for November will be denied, affecting 440,000 Minnesotans, including 152,000 children. However, there is a ray of hope. Bernie Burnham, president of the Minnesota AFL-CIO.
Thanks to the work of Governor Walz and progressive legislators, K-12 students in our public schools will continue to have access to free breakfast and lunch. And thanks to the governor's emergency assistance, food shelves aren't going into this completely unprepared.
She went on to say this is just a stopgag solution and funding needs to be restored. St. Louis Park-based Taco John's today begins giving away free meals for those struggling to put food on the table. Each customer who makes a request will get the meal, no questions asked. Taco John's CEO Heather Neary with Benita Sokar on the WCCO Morning News today.
We're not quite sure what to expect. Like I said, this came together over the last probably 48 hours, and we pushed it out pretty quickly last night. We are certainly hoping for a lot of guests coming to our restaurant.
The giveaway has already started and runs through Sunday night. Hennepin Avenue has reopened in Uptown with a focus on safety and walkability. After enduring nearly 2 years of disruption, Hennepin Avenue has been entirely transformed and is now fully reopened, marking a major turning point for the area. The $36 million infrastructure project stretching from Franklin to West 36th Street focused on creating a safer and more transit-friendly corridor. Minneapolis Public Works Director Tim Sexton.
This is a really big deal for a project like this in the city in an urban environment with a lot of stuff happening to be on schedule and within budget.
While the lengthy construction presented difficulties for businesses, Sexton says this reopening on Hennepin Avenue marks a new chapter for the area. There's been an arrest in this week's sexual assault of a woman in Vandas Heights.
Officials with the Ramsey County Sheriff's Office say the 21-year-old suspect was picked up midday yesterday in White Bear Township. The suspect is accused of sneaking up behind a woman on Tuesday, dragging her off the sidewalk, and sexually assaulting her in a secluded area. Authorities say tips from the public helped lead to the arrest. Formal charges are expected today in St. Paul. Al Schock, Newstalk A30, WCCO.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara is directing all officers to be retrained on their response to domestic violence, and he wants them up to speed by the end of the year. Some whose lives have been touched by domestic violence don't believe this will do any good.
They are trained. They have the basic domestic abuse training, the basic de-escalation training. They're just simply not doing it.
Avon Winston's cousin, Mariah Samuels, who was shot to death last month after posting a video of her boyfriend hitting her. Simone Hunter is Mariah's sister.
Her cries for safety were ignored, Her life should have been protected, and now she's gone.
They were joined yesterday outside the Hennepin County Government Center by the family of Allison Lucier. They say they made calls to the MPD about possible abuse by her former boyfriend. The medical examiner report indicates Lucier suffered a brain injury before she died. The city of Minneapolis has opened its second so-called safe station where people battling addiction can get the help they need. No questions asked.
It's at Fire Station 7 on East Franklin Avenue, a neighborhood that has seen more than its share of opioid overdoses and other drug-related issues. Anthony Lee with the Twin Cities Recovery Project says they're modeling the program on the success of the first safe station on the north side.
We partnered again with gas stations, local corner stores, but our main thing is going into the outreach and getting with the people. We ask the people what they want and what they need. And that's where we get our information from. And so that's what we're going to do over here at Station 7.
Lee says anyone can ring the doorbell 24/7 at the fire station and meet with a peer recovery coach who will set them up with the support and resources they need. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, with trick-or-treaters out in droves tonight, here's what you can do to keep your pets and your kids safe this evening.
There's a ton of commotion occurring throughout the night, which can place a significant amount of stress on your animals. Tony Schindel with Minneapolis Animal Care and Control.
We do see a good amount of animal bites on Halloween from dogs primarily. And cats, just making sure they're secured, maybe another locked room in the house just for a time being if you're going to be having your door open, passing out candy, just so that they don't have the option to escape.
It's also important to make sure goodies are unattainable.
Chocolate especially, but also the wrappers in general are not good for pets to digest.
He also says to be mindful of any loose material on costumes a pet can chew on. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.